take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Jenna Barr, and I just want to say good morning to you all. Happy Friday. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today and with my friend, my actual dear friend, Miss Joan Irby. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning, Jenna.
How are you?
I am awesome, and I just want to thank you for letting me participate this morning. I'm excited.
Well, thank you for coming to hang out with me. I am really pumped for our listeners to hear about what you do and what you're involved in. And so before I take away all your glory, okay, I want you to tell everybody who you are here on behalf of.
I am here as the volunteer recruitment coordinator for the Guardian Ad Litem program of the First Circuit.
Okay, and so when you say First Circuit, is that pretty much Northwest Florida?
It's our four counties, Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton.
Okay, and so let's hop right in. Okay. Guardian Ad Litem, we have seen the billboards. We've seen bumper stickers. My kiddos can pick it out. They love Guardian Ad Litem and what y'all do. But why don't you tell our listeners maybe who aren't so familiar with the organization what your mission is and who you serve?
I sure will. So Guardian Ad Litem is a state organization, and in the First Circuit, we are housed in the Escambia County Courthouse for Juveniles, which is over on St. Mary Street. And what we do is we represent the best interest of children in the dependency court system. Now, I kind of interchange dependency with foster care because most people will just say in the foster care system. Mm. But what we do is when a child comes into the system because of no fault of their own, but because of abuse, abandonment, or neglect, mm-hmm. they actually are assigned a guardian ad litem by the state. So they get an attorney and a social worker, best interest attorney. And what we do in the state of Florida, our model is we add a volunteer to that mix. So that volunteer, instead of like in most case management where a case manager has 50 to 80 kids on a caseload,
whoa.
That volunteer is the one that's meeting with the child on a monthly basis and then reporting back to that social worker and that attorney with the needs that child has while they're in the foster system.
That's crazy. I mean, just think about that, friends. Like, these social workers and case workers are basically trying to facilitate for several families, up to, you said, like 35 children?
It can be up to 50.
I mean,
in other departments.
So you're stretched thin.
Well,
that's
why we're doing that with that volunteer. So that volunteer is the one that's actually building that relationship with that child. Mm-hmm. So that child knows they have a safe person in their life. They have somebody that's listening to them. Because unfortunately, a lot of times, these kids don't feel like they have a voice, especially if they're older. But mm-hmm. you got to remember that the average age of a child in foster care is 7. So in the First Circuit, we have almost 2,000 kids. Which the biggest percentage is here in Escambia County. So my job is to make sure that we have a volunteer for each one of those children so that they're representing their best interest while they're in this court system.
Wow. So, I mean, first of all, we just know people go through hard times. Things happen, family situations, it happens. From my work in nonprofit too, I've seen these stories and these kids, like you said, the average age is 7. They're going through hard times and they need a voice. And so this guardian ad litem volunteer can help. Now, do they go when there's like a court date? Are they there during that process? Is it throughout the reunification process?
So what happens is when there's an incident, in the state of Florida, everybody's a mandated reporter for child abuse.
Yes, ma'am.
And that number, which everybody wants to write that down, is 1-800-96-ABUSE. Very easy number, 1-800-96-ABUSE. And in the state of Florida, when that number's called, then the child protective team will go out, investigate. If the child then has to come in before, well, the family come in before a shelter hearing. In Escambia County, that's done every day, but the judge is then looking at that. the case that's been brought in and decides, yes, they do need to be sheltered, and those children actually will be removed from their home. At that point, it's when guardian ad litem is assigned, and then we assign them a volunteer, so that volunteer is the one that's meeting on a monthly basis. And what happens is they have a court order. So you can talk to teachers if the child has a behavioral coach, because we know a lot of times with stuff that happens at home, it shows up in school.
Mm-hmm. So the trauma that carries over, and having, like I said, somebody, an individual step up and become the voice for these children. And it's at any age, from newborns to 17, correct?
Well, actually, extended foster care now goes into 21 in the state of Florida, because what we found out was, you know, kids in the system have a tendency to be retained. So if they're 17 in the 11th grade, the school might be trying to kind of push them out. And if nobody's making you go to school, you're probably not going to. But if you've got that one caring adult in your life that's prompting you, you need to stay in school. You need to break these generational cycles in your family. You need to be the one that moves on. And it doesn't always look like college, even though these foster kids do have that money to go to college. If they do extended foster care and they have a full-time job, they get a living stipend too. So, I mean, we're kind of setting them up for the best of both worlds with either college or, you know, work life when they get out of school. But we really want them to know that they have a choice beside what they've lived in all these years, maybe.
Oh, of course. And you know what? If you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna, and I'm hanging out with Joan Irby from Guardian Ad Litem in the First Circuit here in Northwest Florida. And if you have a question for Joan, or maybe you're just looking for some more information, maybe you just want to give a comment about how amazing this group is. If you're a volunteer, you don't have to say your name. Text us 437-1620. We are really just honored to have something in our area that encourages people, you know, in the nonprofit work. And Joan knows what I do. You work with people who have a lot of trauma in their past, and they need somebody to walk alongside of them. But a lot of times, you know, you can't just have anybody go in. But Guardian Ad Litem, and correct me if I'm wrong, has the proper training. They do a background check. You get fingerprinted. They make sure that you're not coming in for the wrong reason, so these kids are protected. And you're getting the training so you can be alongside of them without triggering them again. And you have the caseworkers there and the workers there and Joan there to walk you through being a gal for these kids. And they need it. And I want to just tap too on the success rates with it. Are you seeing more success when these kids have a gal than opposed to not?
Oh, yeah. The success rate, and I don't have numbers in front of me. Sorry, I'm not that girl. But you can Google that at any point. One thing I would like to mention, too, it's not like we just started doing this last week. Yeah. Guardian Ad Litem has been in the state of Florida for 41 years. So that's, it's kind of been perfected, and it started because a judge said, I need to find out what's going on with those kids. Somebody needs to tell me about the kids. Because in dependency, it's all about parents checking off boxes for a case plan. You know, you've lost your kids. Now you need to go to rehab, or you need to go to parenting classes, or you need to go, whatever that looks like, domestic violence counseling, all those kind of things. But somebody needs to say, okay, how is this child doing?
Right.
And that's kind of what our goal is. It's been proven that, you know, even with the stuff that me and Jenna have done before with trauma-informed care and resiliency, and the big proof thing is one caring adult walking alongside that trauma victim. And that's why when all this came out with the trauma-informed care and the ACE test, and, you know, our kids test very high usually on that test, but how that changes that score is by that person walking through. They graduate more often, you know, they're not placed in as many different placements, because our goal is that once, if they do come into foster care and they go into a foster family, we don't want them changing placements every month or every, you know, so many months. So, yeah.
That's amazing. And the success behind it is for these kids to grow into thriving adults that have passionate, purpose-filled lives and can go out and change the world around them. We don't want it to be the end of their story when they're going through this. And having that adult by their side, walking them through it, is a life changer.
And that's what I always say to people when they start complaining about homelessness in Pensacola, the crime rate. And we see that stuff in the news every day with mm-hmm. the children. And, you know, my first thing when I see some kids that have gotten in trouble, you know, they had the four kids that got arrested for the guy that was shot and, mm-hmm. you know, all that kind of stuff. The first thing I'm doing is looking to see, are they in the system?
Yeah.
You know, because unfortunately that just continues if we don't. If we don't help these children when they're young,
right.
they have no other options.
That's
so
right.
When I did a presentation a few years ago for people that worked at the prison system, for the, not the people in prison, but mm-hmm. for their guards and everything, at that point, it was like 97% of people on death row in Florida mm-hmm. had been in care.
Oh, wow.
Not always in a foster home, sometimes just families with services, but had been in care.
Wow.
So we're just showing that trauma,
yeah.
when they grow up, what that looks like. And our goal is not to ask kids, you know, why are you acting like that, or but what happened to you?
Right. And that's some startling evidence right there. Hey, we see some questions coming in. Keep them coming. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get to you as soon as we get back.
Whatever your style and comfort needs are for your next car or SUV, let Pete Moore Imports fit you to perfection with a new Volkswagen. For the drivers who need a big SUV, the 2021 1.5 VW Atlas S is one of the biggest SUVs on the road today, with a big discount of over $4,400 on sale from $28,590. For an SUV that scaled back just a bit, the 2021 Tiguan S offers third row seating with a smooth ride and sale price from $23,999. For the luxury sedan driver, the 2020 Passat SEL is loaded from top to bottom. It's discounted over $6,000 and on sale from $26,499. And VW's most popular ride for drivers that love performance, safety, and economy, the 2021 Jetta S, on sale from $19,490. This month, find your perfect fit with a new Volkswagen from Pete Moore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tax, title, and dealer fees with approved credit. See dealer for details.
For over 43 years, Air Design has treated our customers like our neighbors, because that's what you are. And like good neighbors, we're there for you when you need us. Sure, we can't walk your dog or water your plants, but when your heating, cooling, or plumbing breaks down, we can help. We'll do the job right the first time and be honest with you about the cost. We don't work on commission, and after-hours emergency calls are no extra charge.
Call 202-COOL, night or day. Air Design Systems is on the way.
Hi, I'm Annalee Leonard with Mainstay Financial Group. Join me Tuesday mornings at 10 on News Radio 92.3 for the Pensacola Expert Panel, Winning with Annalee. Early in life, I learned an important lesson about educating others about money. That knowledge can help you achieve your vision for your retirement. Tuesdays at 10 on
the Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Cooper Davis for News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 and Cat Country 98.7. We have an immediate opening for a part-time news anchor to gather, write, and report newscasts on weekends and during emergency weather and news coverage. Radio or TV news experience, internship, or college-level journalism is preferred. Excellent opportunity for advancement with an award-winning local news team. Find out more about this opening on newsradio923.com, where you'll also find an ADX employment application. Locally owned ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
The Crew of Sparta, All Crew Humanitarian Food Drive Challenge for Mana, and the Impact 100 Virtual Membership Drive. We're everywhere you are because we're local, and we live here too. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is where you find the best lifestyle talk every weekend. Home Improvement with Gary Sullivan, Gardening with Mike Wiggins, Car Talk on the Drive, Local Entertainment News with Julio Diaz, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I am Jenna, and we have Joan Irby in studio today from Guardian Ad Litem. We had a quick question, and this is very important. We want to give some information. A listener would like to know, how old does one have to be to become a gal?
It's a great question. And that's kind of, I did want to discuss that. What does it look like? What are the qualifications? So over 21, mm-hmm. clean criminal background, which we're going to do that. We're going to pay for that for a level 2 background screening, a year commitment, and a heart for kids. That's basically the qualifications.
A heart for kids. So, I mean, maybe you've just been chomping at the bit, itching, really your heartstrings are tugged to serve the kids in our community who kind of can just get brushed to the side. And not by anybody's fault, but it just happens. Life happens. And we saw through 2020 that things changed. Now, are people able to be present in person with children now? I know that for a while it was off limits.
Yes. So the governor had us doing virtual visits except on certain occasions like initial removal, change in placement, manifest best interest or pre-TPR, which is termination of parental rights, those kind of situations where a goal changes. But at this point, we have been released to visit again. We're using, you know, safety protocol. The program got everybody mask and, you know, we're doing it safely. But yes, we can visit. It was a very hard time for us not to be able to visit.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if Stacy's been on here from the Gulf Coast Kids House, but, you know, her thing that she was putting out since COVID is that the numbers are up 58% with calls of abuse. So, you know, it's once they got back into school and people started seeing the kids that might have been, and you got to think, I mean, it was stressful for everybody and it has been stressful.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have mental health issues or substance abuse issues, and maybe you've lost your job, you can't pay your bills. You know, unfortunately, the kids usually are the brunt of that.
Oh, yeah. And again, I mean, I've seen the signs, I've seen the billboards, no child abuse, right? And then if you know it and you think you spot it and you see it, or a teacher, a guardian, just out in your community, the number again is 1-800-96-ABUSE. And I want to chat a little bit and give you guys a nod. I was watching the news the other day and you were featured on Angels in Our Midst.
So exciting. That couple is amazing, that worked towards an adoption for those four little children. If you haven't seen that story, you can go back and look at it. We do have, of course, a Facebook page, the Guardian Ad Litem First Circuit, and then our nonprofit has a Facebook page also.
So those are the success stories. We really, those are the ones where you're like, okay, this is something I want to be a part of, because I know that sometimes it's like, am I making a difference? You know, and for those who maybe aren't ready yet to be in person, maybe they don't want to be hands-on, but they want to be a part of these kids' journey and their success stories. How can they do that?
Well, you know, what I always say is, you know, find your lane, whatever that looks like. There are so many ways to help kids in this community. And, you know, I'm just the spokesman for Guardian Ad Litem, but I would rather everybody could adopt, foster. If you can't do that, Paula Shell with Big Brothers Big Sisters was one of my volunteers.
Oh, cool.
Excellent organization. There are so many organizations in town. But the other thing I always say is, I always ask for your most important asset, and that's your time. Mm. If you can't give me your time, you can always give our nonprofit board money. So if that's something you want to do, if you want to support us financially, we would love that. If you're a business, we have coming up. So our nonprofit board, they're all volunteers. It's a volunteer board, and it's also volunteers from the program. So
it's
really cool. They have a vested interest in what happens. And the biggest thing that they do is they have a children in need fund. So they take care of needs for children while they're in foster care. Our goal as a program is that children achieve normalcy. Now, normalcy is a very strange word because it's kind of relative.
Yes.
But like, you know, your kids, normal kids,
right.
You know, they have good shoes, they get to go to the prom, they get to be on the sports team, they get to be in the band, they need to go to band camp. That stuff costs money. We're a state agency, so we can't give that money. So we have a dedicated nonprofit board, the Northwest Florida Guardian Ad Litem Foundation, and that's what they do, is they raise money to make sure that if our volunteers need something, because we don't want to be taxing the volunteers to spend all their money, you know, we want them to be able to put in a requisition and say this child needs whatever. And so they do that. We do have, we do events, you know how events have been lately though.
Right.
But First Dance Ballroom Studio in Gulf Breeze is doing a Dancing with the Gal kind of events. They do like dance showcases.
Cool.
And I think I think the Kids House was their last one. But in July, we will be the nonprofit of choice, which we're so excited.
Yay!
And I might be doing a little dance, too, with a little group of gals.
I might have to be your date.
Yeah, you might have to come watch me dance.
I love it.
But it's going to be in July. And, of course, you know, that'll be a fun event. And that's what we do. We want our volunteers to do fun things. We've done Wahoo games. We've done the hockey games, mm-hmm. you know, taking our volunteers, taking the kids to do stuff like that. And that's what our board does. They help facilitate all the fun stuff.
That's amazing.
And raise the money.
Yes.
So it's really good.
Hey, we have a little bit of time left with Joan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these messages.
Whether you're looking to start your educational journey or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Choose from online, live online, face-to-face, or hybrid classes at half the cost of a university. Plus, your general education courses are transferable to universities. Register today for spring classes at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
If you're driving less, you could be saving 50%. With pay-per-mile car insurance from Allstate, you can have control over your auto insurance costs by only paying for the miles you drive. Drive less, save 50% with Allstate. You've never been in better hands. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
Pricing varies based on how you buy, driving behaviors, and includes a daily rate. Not applicable in California. Based on annual premium paid by Allstate Standard Auto customers versus Allstate pay-per-mile customers who drive an average of 4,000 miles a year. Savings vary subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates. Copyright 2020 Allstate Insurance Company.
Have you ever wondered if that review you're reading is from an actual customer? When you search for businesses at BBB.org, Better Business Bureau makes sure every review you see is from a real customer. For over 100 years, BBB has been connecting consumers to good businesses. So if you're looking for a good business, look for the seal. Start your search at BBB.org. Start with trust. BBB.org.
AM 1620. Joan Irby is in studio with us from Guardian Ad Litem. Maybe you've been on the fence lately waiting to just get involved in your community, help our kids out who are going through unexplainable hardships. So do you have a story to share with us before we wrap up?
Just real quick, I'd like to kind of give you a scenario. So What does it look like when a seven-year-old goes into foster care for the first time? Okay, so I work in an office on the Juvenile Justice Courthouse. I have an office, and I'm sitting there one day on a Friday, and my boss comes in, and he says, Joan, okay, we need to move you to Miami. We got a position down there for you. I'm going to drive you to your house. We're going to let you put some stuff in a bag real quick. And then we're going to put you in with a great family down there that works with our program. And you can stay with them for a year. We'll try to get you, you know, your phone and your computer and all that kind of stuff. And we'll try to get you visits back and forth. We'll do our best. But we'll try to get you back up here in a year. Okay, I'm an adult. I would say, are you kidding me?
Right.
So we have got to help these kids through this. If we didn't have to live through it, then we can help them through it.
That's right. And so, hey, give them a call. This is Guardian Ad Litem, 850-595-3746. Find them on Facebook. Look them up, guardianadlitem.org. Stick around.